Hello, and welcome to this Growth Strategy Partners Keys to Growth podcast, the dirty little secrets about strategic planning. Hi, I'm Paul Plotzik, a director at Growth Strategy Partners. This podcast is built from two articles that we've written on strategic planning that are both on our website, growthstrategypartners.com. The first is Your Strategy, Guiding Light, or Distant Foghorn. The second is From Fuzzy to Focused, Four Steps of the Strategic Planning Process. So in this podcast, I'll expose the dirty little secrets and outline this four steps in the strategy process that actually achieves results. But what's important to underscore is to no one's surprise, and not really a secret, success in strategic planning is all about execution. But what's interesting is we found from our experience and our research is that many executives and business owners really don't have a clear understanding of the purpose of a strategic plan. Their question to us frequently was, why do it? In fact, one executive said to us, why have a strategic plan? She said, many businesses seem to be quite successful without one. Our counter to that is that all businesses have a strategic plan. It may not be written down anywhere, but some type of plan or a set of expected outcomes exist. See, from our perspective, strategic planning is all about the future. It's about creating possibility, about trying to predict what will happen in the marketplace with customers, products, etc. We're attempting to decrease uncertainty about how the future will unfold so we can be ready for it. So from our perspective, the primary purpose of a strategic plan is just that, to lower uncertainty about the future. And the second secret, I think you can probably guess because it really logically follows from the first. If the reason to create a plan is not clear, then the creation and execution of that plan will also be flawed. And you've probably seen this. We've seen it from our experience. Too much of what passes for strategy development consists of hurried efforts that look more like the checking off of the box on the to-do list rather than having a clear process to follow. And so this lack of a definable process really produces strategies that are often faulty and ineffective from the start. So the four steps in a strategic planning process that we've seen from organizations that seem to get it right in our research simply represent a list of activities that all good strategists do. They're pretty straightforward. The first one is do your homework. The second is develop educated stories about the future, what we call strategic scenarios. The third is craft the strategy, and the fourth is communicate it and implement it. So these steps are designed to help an enterprise determine where it will compete in ways that focus resources to do what we call convert your distinctive competencies into competitive advantage. So I'll outline some of the key questions in each of these steps that you should be able to address. The first one, in terms of doing your homework, it's important to mention here that strategic planning is about creating possibilities and lowering uncertainty, as I've said. Therefore, strategic planning requires more than just showing up at the session. A careful evaluation of the industry landscape is required. And this includes A, focus on your customers. You should be able to answer the question, is the value we create for them truly unique? And then B, understand your competitors. How might they change in the future? You know, are they quick to spot trends and act on them? Do you think they're expanding or are you seeing evidence that they've hunkered down? C is identify your organization's competitive advantage. That is, you should be able to answer the question, what's so distinctive about your company and its accomplishments? And then also identify some barriers. What will stop you from being successful? And D is assessing the industry or what we call environment changes. What's on the horizon? Take a look at the technical possibilities, technological possibilities, demographic shifts, regulatory changes, etc. Will things tighten or loosen up? So step one is doing your homework. Step two is develop these educated stories of the future. We call them strategic scenarios. They're not predictions, but they're kind of vehicles for helping people learn by crafting alternative images of what may occur in the future. And we often say that the real value comes from the conversation of creating what we call these educated stories again, this is a conversation about how we think the world might turn out tomorrow and how we might recognize and adapt to those changing aspects of the world. Changes that we might otherwise miss or deny. And there's four key questions in a scenario planning process, and they're covered in more detail in the article on our website, growthstrategypartners.com. So step one is do your homework. Step two is create these strategic scenarios. Step three is craft the strategy. So it's important to capture the specifics from the first two steps in a readily communicable manner. Now, that's a mouthful. And there's five key areas that are outlined in the article. Step four, by the way, is now that you've put all of this together, you've crafted a strategy, you need to communicate it and implement it. And your challenge, by the way, in step four is to successfully engage every employee. And by the way, the responsibility for generating and delivering on these communications, it's yours. It falls squarely on the shoulders of the leadership team. We offer a couple of ideas of how to do this, cascaded through the organization. And really what you want to do is to think of the key question that you want your employees to be able to address as they're doing things and as they're making decisions. The question should be, how does this decision, this action, etc., align with the company strategy? I mean, does it help it or hinder it? So that, in a nutshell, is what the two articles are about. And thank you again for listening to these dirty little secrets about strategic planning. You know, we are happy to help you out. We're a research-based management consulting firm, and our goal is to accelerate the revenues and profits and organizational effectiveness of privately held companies. We have seven keys to growth, which are on our website, growthstrategypartners.com. And would you like to brainstorm a solution to a situation in your company or get answers to your questions? Leave us a message on our website or connect with me directly. You can leave me a message. I'm at 781-343-4005. I'll say that phone number again, 781-343-4005. I'll get back to you quickly. Again, thank you for listening to this Growth Strategy Partners Keys to Growth podcast, the dirty little secrets about strategic planning. And I'm Paul Plotzik. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.